Thomas A. Kempis, the author of The Imitation of Christ, wrote that all men desire peace, but few desire those things which make for peace. Everybody wants to live in peace, with peace of mind, in peace with their neighbor. Most people do not want to live in conflict. What Thomas A. Kempis was talking about was the fact that real peace, peace of mind, peace with God, peace with our neighbors, that spirit of peace comes from God. And we cannot receive the peace of God unless we receive His grace in our life and unless we receive the Holy Spirit to produce that fruit of peace. This is what Paul says in Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd verse. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You see, peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And it comes to us when we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit and we actively follow that Spirit of God. I was talking to a person the other day who was faced with a great temptation. And they said that they got this sick feeling in their stomach that what was being offered to them was wrong. That was the Spirit of God within them protecting that peace that they would have, because I guarantee you, if they had given in to this temptation that was offered to them by another person, they would not have had peace in their life. To have peace, peace of mind, peace with God, we have to follow the Spirit of God in our lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that there is peace in my life. Peace with you. I'm not your enemy anymore. I believe that you call me friend, and you have given me a great gift, your very own Spirit to dwell with my spirit, and it helps me guard my life and put up boundaries that I may guard and protect the peace of mind that you have given me. And I give myself to you, O Lord, that you may bring forth this fruit of peace even in greater quantities, and that I may have the assurance that all is right with you, and my mind shall be at ease. In Jesus' name, amen.